This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, everybody. Wow, look at us. Right on time. Maybe we'll end this show on time so we can make way for the final episode of The Hoffman Show. That's right. Craig will have a big announcement 3 hours from now here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Some of you may have seen on Twitter and social media, but we will let him do his thing. Just want to make sure you stay with us on this Wednesday afternoon, an overcast Wednesday afternoon. Some storms and stuff on the way. The humidity, my goodness, is back. And so are we. And so is AMAC. How about that, huh? Ben Strober had a one-day run. Strobes did a good job. AMAC is back on the attack. How's your tire doing? Okay, buddy?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Everything okay?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things about adulting.
Yeah.
But
Well, they tried to blame this on me, just so you know. Yesterday,
that wouldn't be entirely wrong.
I was told by Mad Max that because he had car issues one time after one of the shows we did, and because Linnell gets into an accident every other day and has a major drama episode every other day, and then you had a episode after Tuesday's show, that somehow, some way, this is your boy's fault.
I mean, you are the common denominator. I don't want to point fingers, but, you know, that is the common equation in all of these. You play a part in all of our lives. So, I mean, if there was an investigation to take place, I think you would be the first suspect on the list. Not the profile or, you know, again, point fingers, because that's not me.
Right,
but if it was,
right.
You know, someone.
Max, you started this charade, this hootenanny, yesterday, blaming me.
All I did, Chris Russell, was point out that there was a correlation.
Yes.
I didn't point out causation.
Yeah.
I just said that there was a correlation between these things going wrong and people doing shows with you.
Right.
So I don't know what you may or may not be doing. I don't know if you've got people in the parking lot out there across the street messing with people's cars. I know you got to start selling, what's it called? Catalytic converters and things like that just to make ends meet. I understand. Yeah. Is this radio biz?
Well, not very lucrative, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. So I understand. All I'm saying is I'm just pointing out the correlation. That's all.
Okay. All right. So you're basically blaming me. I mean, you're trying to be nice. You're trying to, like, soften the blow.
I said correlation, not causation.
Yeah,
so
I know. But really, in reality, you're blaming me.
That's not what I heard.
It's what I heard.
Well,
it's up to interpretation.
I thought we were closer than this.
I think we're close enough that I can accuse you of things.
I mean, in physical proximity, you guys are kind of close right now. You guys are closer than I am.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
One of the closest times we've ever been.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. We try and keep you on the other side of the glass.
It's true.
I do not mind that. You know, I think, and honestly, moving forward,
there's
enough
hot air in here.
Yeah, I think we
don't need any more.
We should implement that moving forward, too.
Okay. That's fine.
For AMAC sanity, let's keep him on the other side.
You know, there's a button here that you can talk to me. You never have to come over and say hello to me at all, ever.
True.
Are you giving me permission to do this? I don't.
Yeah, ignore him.
I'm making an executive decision.
I mean,
it looks like we're finally getting air conditioning back here. Eventually we're going to actually be in a real live radio studio after 2 weeks of living in like Costa Rica, you know, without the beaches, just the humidity, just the heat, baby. At some point, we will go. All right. Thanks for blaming me. Thanks for getting everybody riled up. I'm sure there will be more to blame me for. That's okay. I'm a big guy. I'm an adult. I can take the blame. I can do it. All right. Nobody cares about any of this stuff, so we will get on to the radio show. Coming up on today's radio show, my conversation after yesterday's joint inter-squad scrimmage with Dietrich Wise, veteran defensive end, Super Bowl champion, formerly of the New England Patriots. He didn't get to play at Foxborough at Gillette Stadium on Friday, but he was there. And, of course, participated in the joint practice, so he'll talk about that and more, and what this defensive line is looking like from his perspective. Just a very short conversation with Dietrich Wise. And also, he a hog. Little Arkansas Razorback love, baby. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. But again, very short conversation. Also, coming up later on in the show, Kristen Lapis, executive director, film producer, the daughter of longtime NCAA basketball Villanova head coach Steve Lapis. She's been in the film industry for a while, and she's got her latest project, which debuts tomorrow night. It's called The Kingdom. All about the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year with the Kansas City Chiefs, leading up to their Super Bowl loss and even postmortem. And it debuts tomorrow night on ESPN, ESPN Plus Disney, at 9 o'clock. So we will talk for a few minutes about Kingdom, which comes out with, kind of an inside look at the Kansas City Chiefs. And their ability to try and win a third straight Super Bowl, which ultimately they failed in. So that's the guest calendar, and that's the guest schedule. From a content perspective, though, here's what I wanted to open with. Everybody kind of talked about Jaden Daniels over the last day and a half or so, in terms of the Mike Sando list from The Athletic, which included 6 general managers, 6 assistant general managers, 6 former general managers, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, and 19 other coaches, including 15 coordinators, for a 50-person panel, which Mike Sando has started to do pretty much every year now, or at least the last couple of years, where they tier the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And Jaden Daniels finished out, that's right, out of the first tier. But he finished at the very top of the second tier, at number 6 overall, 1 spot behind Matthew Stafford. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow finished in a tie for first. Josh Allen, the defending MVP, finished 3rd. Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP, and some say was robbed of a third, finished at 4th. And again, Matthew Stafford, he and his bad back, finished at 5th. Jaden Daniels, again, as we mentioned, finished at 6th, the top spot in the second tier. Again, it's 50 different contributors to this. 6 GMs, 6 assistant GMs, 6 former GMs, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, 19 other coaches, including 15 that are coordinators. Who knows how many, if any, of those voting were actually from the Commanders? Don't know. But Jaden Daniels, again, finished at the very top of the second tier, 6 overall, ahead of Justin Herbert, ahead of Jared Goff, ahead of C.J. Stroud, ahead of Jalen Hurts. Stroud and Hurts tied for ninth, and ahead of Baker Mayfield, who, because of that tie for ninth and the tie for first between Mahomes and Burrow, finished at 11th. Dak Prescott, I think appropriately ranked as 12th. We have said on this show he used to be a top 10 quarterback. Can't put him in the top 10 now after another season-ending injury. That's two. Again, injuries happen. Joe Burrow has had a couple of season crippling, if not completely ending, season injuries. Got it. And he's still number one. But I think we'd all agree there's a difference between Dak Prescott right now and Joe Burrow, right? Even though they've both had two seasons completely derailed by injury. I think we all would agree that there is a difference between Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott. That being said, it was interesting to see where everyone else came in ranked, including Prescott, the week two opponent who we talked about yesterday because he had a procedure on his non-throwing hand, thumb, left thumb, that is expected to have him back and ready to go for week one, but again, we don't know. Something could happen. It's not on his right thumb, which is obviously huge for the Green Bay Packers, but Jordan Love came in at 13. Brock Purdy came in at 14. Kyler Murray coming in at 15. Where did everyone else rank? We'll have those answers for you coming up. But I wanted to start, obviously, with Jaden Daniels. Now, listen. Jaden Daniels is either fifth or sixth, depending on your viewpoint, in pretty much every poll that has been done over the offseason, no matter who did the polling. And we have said on this show, that I would put him over Matthew Stafford for upside. And because his rookie year was so damn impressive. However, if you are a glasses half needing more experience guy, type of guy, you're going to put Matthew Stafford over Jaden Daniels because Matthew Stafford, A, has won a Super Bowl, B, he's had a Hall of Fame career already, and C, still going at it. And you could make an argument that they were one play away from an NFC Championship appearance and hosting the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels last year. You can make that argument. Now, you could also make an argument right here, right now, and obviously this wasn't done yesterday. There's no way to do this other than doing it when people are the least busy. So perhaps Sando did this in June and July. Perhaps it was even earlier. I don't know exactly when. But there was no way to really know what Matthew Stafford would be dealing with in terms of his back, which has him not practicing. So the bottom line is this. I can't sit here and tell you, oh, what a travesty. What a shame. What an insult. These people have no idea what they're talking about. When you put Matthew Stafford over Jaden Daniels, would I, if I had to take one or the other right now, of course you would take Jaden Daniels with the upside. But how do we ignore what Matthew Stafford has done in his career? How do we ignore that? Yes, he was with a bad organization for the most part in the Detroit Lions. Yes, he hadn't won a playoff game with the Lions. And I think it had only been in one. Yes, it took going to a real organization then, the Rams, and Sean McVay and Les Snead and good ownership and good players around, like, well, great players around, like Aaron Donald. And at that point, Jalen Ramsey and Cooper Kupp. And they didn't even have Puka Nacua at that point. But Andrew Whitworth was their starting left tackle. a guy who could be going to the Hall of Fame himself, so on and so forth, right? Todd Gurley. And they won a Super Bowl. Now, Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl with Sean McVay and the Rams and a lot of those cast of characters. And then they gave him a contract extension, which never even kicked in before they traded him, which was still one of the weirdest stories ever, that they found a spot for Jared Goff where his career essentially took off again, where his career path completely stabilized along with many other shrewd moves by Brad Holmes in Detroit, the general manager, who gets no credit except for on this show. Everyone wants a, you know, smooch about Benny Johnson. BJ. No. Brad Holmes is the reason why the Detroit Lions have become so good. I mean, Dan Campbell, certainly a part of it. Ben Johnson was a part of it. Yes, I got it. It was not as big a part as Brad Holmes. And Jared Goff. But they were traded for each other. Goff, Stafford. How often do we see what essentially amounts to be two semi-elite or elite quarterbacks traded for each other? How often do we see that? Now, again, at the time, everyone was down, including myself, on Jared Goff. I thought he was done. I never really liked him coming out of Cal. I thought he was overdrafted at one. I thought they were crazy, the Rams then. But the bottom line is, he got them to a Super Bowl. He played better than I thought he was. They gave him an extension. Then they traded him before he even had the extension kick in. I thought it was a waste of time and a waste of money and a waste of asset acquisition from Detroit. I was wrong again. Jared Goff has turned around his career. Still hasn't won a championship game and lost, obviously, in the playoffs with a lot of turnovers to the Commanders last year. But Stafford and Goff, two top 10 quarterbacks, traded for each other several years ago. And one, Stafford ranks 5 and Goff ranks 8. And in between that, you have Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert. And again, if you want to make the argument that Jaden Daniels deserves to be over Matthew Stafford because that's what you would take right now, today, there is no argument. But that is the only argument I think you can fairly make. Because in terms of production, longevity, and ultimately winning the grand prize, how do you say, well, Jaden's faster? Yes, I know that. Of course I know that. He's more of a threat to break you down. Yes, I know that. I get it. Matthew Stafford has a golden arm. Sure, he's turned the ball over a bunch. Not anything super prohibitive on a good team, but he's turned the ball over. He is a little bit more risque. But he's got arm talent, a palooza. And Matthew Stafford has been a competitor. And he became a winner in Los Angeles. Now, Jaden's got a lot of those similar traits. I don't think he's got as good of an arm as Matthew Stafford. He obviously has not won a Super Bowl yet. Not his fault why they lost the NFC Championship game, but it is what it is. The question becomes, is whether, I guess, Jaden Daniels should have been included in an expanded Tier 1. And again, if he should have switched places with Stafford, like he did in another poll, I think the ESPN quarterback poll, about a month or so ago, Jaden was 5, Stafford was 6. But I don't know how anybody could have a problem with this or call it an insult or anything of the sort when we're looking at a criteria that isn't exactly specific to say, who would you rather take today? Because then there would be no debate. And as a matter of fact, I would say, if you asked 10 general managers, head coaches, and offensive coordinators, 10, 20, 15, whatever number you want to use, just 10. I'd probably guess that if you said the question is, who would you take today? Today. Certainly there would be debate on Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, and maybe even Stafford. But because you're saying today, meaning those guys have already had lots of success, and in Stafford's case, he's obviously 38, and you're looking at the best investment today for the future, I would imagine most would go with Jaden Daniels just because he doesn't have the wear and tear and the tread that others do. And maybe he has as big, if not bigger, of an upside as any of them. Now, he's got to get there. It's not necessarily fair to assume that, but that's how I assume they would think and operate. But that's not the question. The question is to tier the quarterbacks. And Jaden falls just short. Just short. We're going to give you some more on Jaden from this piece in The Athletic, Mike Sando, and discuss with you, fair or unfair, Jaden Daniels, sixth overall and in the top of tier two. Is he absolutely a tier one quarterback, whatever that means, in the NFL? 301-230-0980. More on this coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift later. when we preview the Kingdom, Kansas City Chiefs documentary coming out tomorrow night on ESPN. We will have the executive director of that, Kristen Lapis. And, of course, we talked about the Taylor Swift impact. Yes, indeed. Football talk. Yes, that's what we do around here on the Team 980. Is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, so there you have that. We're just getting word. There is breaking news from Jerry Jones that he overcame a June 2010 diagnosis of stage 4 melanoma. And he underwent several surgeries during treatment over the last decade and is now tumor free. So that is just crossing the wire just in the last couple of minutes. I'll get you any more details that we can. Look, we make fun of Jerry Jones all the time. I mean, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Man, you beat stage 4 melanoma, any kind of stage 4 cancer, kudos to you. Kudos to you. Think about how different the NFL world would be if Jerry Jones had not left us, or had left us, I guess. How much boring it would be. Quite honestly, nobody will admit this, but I very much believe this to be true and think it is true. The last straw, one of the last straws for Dan Snyder was Jerry Jones dropping his support of Dan Snyder, basically turning his back on him. We may still be stuck with Dan Snyder. That being said, we're not. So that's just, again, some breaking news. All right. So we mentioned the quarterback ranking in tiers, right? And again, 50 NFL coaches, executives, what have you. And there's two quarterbacks in the tier one category for the first time, including Lamar Jackson, right? He had 46 top tier votes. Twice his total from 2024. Because, quite simply, Lamar Jackson is a way better passer than he used to be. That happened with time, system, weapons, all of that. Better running game behind him, so on and so forth. Joe Burrow, unanimous tier one choice. Matthew Stafford, the second quarterback that makes his debut, according to Mike Sando of The Athletic, in the tier one. And Jaden Daniels sets a quarterback tiers project record for the highest debut by a second-year quarterback. That means wherever C.J. Stroud was last year, that Jaden Daniels was higher. And I'll get you that number in a sec on C.J. Stroud. But the bottom line is that Jaden Daniels being at the top of tier two and sixth overall, if you just think about it that way, is not an insult, is not an embarrassment. You can argue with it. You can quibble with it. It is not an insult. It is not a punishment. It is not anything other than, hey, Matthew Stafford has done this. We need to see a little bit more. We need to see half a year, three quarters of a year, two thirds of a year, a full year more from Jaden Daniels, in order to absolutely say with conviction, he is a top five quarterback in the league. Right now, he's right on the fringe. Right on the fringe. But he's not there yet, according to these 50 coaches and executives. And that's okay. That's okay. Guys change positions and all the time. For instance, they have a difference in overall rank year-over-year category. Sam Darnold, right, who nobody thought was any good before he went to Minnesota, and we're still not sure how good he is. He moved up 9 spots over the last year. Baker Mayfield moved up 8 spots. Bryce Young moved up 4 spots. Jalen Hurts, 2 spots. Down, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, Tua Viloa. Or, wait, what was it? Do you remember what somebody called Tua Viloa recently? AMAC, could you look in the annals, in the files, if we have a pronunciation of Tua Viloa when you get a chance, let me know. Trevor Lawrence moved up 2 spots. Moved down 2 spots. Not a surprise. Dak Prescott moved down 3 spots. Again, not a surprise. And so on and so forth. Anthony Richardson and the Colts down 6 spots. Daniel Jones, who's battling him for the 1 spot. Daniel Jones -7. The 2 Colts quarterbacks -6, -7. Yikes. Aaron Rodgers -9. Kirk Cousins -12. And, oh yeah, that's right. Tua Tagovailoa. Wait, what was that again?
And Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa? Okay. All right. Brian Mitchell is looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't, he's yelling at me through a glass window and I can't even hear him. Tua Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. Moved down a couple of spots. But Jaden Daniels made his debut at 6, right? And there's all sorts of, again, different things that go into this. Now, as far as, again, what they say a tier 2 quarterback is defined as, he can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. I disagree with that characterization, and that would be the first time that I would disagree with the definition or the ranking of this poll. He can handle pure passing situation in doses and or possesses other dimensions running that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or 2 in his game. Again, I completely disagree with the definition as laid out for a tier 2 quarterback when it comes to Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I completely disagree with the notion that he has holes in his game, he's not as consistent, so on and so forth. But, okay. So he's in the second tier. He's 6th. His voting average is 1.7, and of course, there was no change from last year. Justin Herbert, who is 1 spot behind him at 7, was a tier 2 quarterback last year at 1.8. So he was down plus 0.2, whatever. Okay, we're not going to go into a lot of the numbers and analytics of this thing because it gets hard to describe and lose. So the only thing that I would say, listen, clearly you would take Jaden Daniels right now over Justin Herbert. As talented as Justin Herbert is, he hadn't won a playoff game yet. Jaden won 2. Justin Herbert has mobility. He does not have explosive mobility like Jaden Daniels does. The only thing he's got on Jaden Daniels is size and experience. That's it. Jared Goff, clearly you would take Jaden Daniels over him. C.J. Stroud, well, a lot of people thought C.J. Stroud was, you know, the next great thing. This is why when people say they need to see year 2 out of Jaden Daniels, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. I'm sorry. They're not wrong. They are wrong about flaws in his game. They are not wrong about needing to see year 2. That's the only area that they're right on. And then Jalen Hurts tied for 9th. Again, Jalen Hurts is not a good regular season quarterback. Or let's just put it this way. He's up and down in the regular season. He is a great postseason quarterback so far. Great. Beyond great. And then Baker Mayfield. All right. Let's do a trending alert, and then we will get out to some of your calls, some of the usual suspects lined up. We're looking always for fresh voices just to change things up and mix it up. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so we just mentioned Jerry Jones, who says he is tumor and cancer free after a battle with stage 4 melanoma back in 2010. He said an experimental trial drug actually saved his life. This will come up in the fifth episode of the Netflix documentary America's Team that is coming out about the Cowboys that debuts next week. Jones, the 82-year-old, talked about undergoing cancer treatments in Houston. However, he didn't reveal what type of treatment and what it was for, but he said he was saved by a fabulous treatment and great doctors and a real miracle drug. All right, so there you go on Jerry Jones. So good for him. Meanwhile, Shedeur Sanders was the talk of the preseason. However, now he is sitting out on the sidelines as of this morning and due to the team, and according to the team, rather, because of an injury to an oblique muscle. So that is going to hamper his development and obviously moving forward, as the Cleveland Browns were having joint practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. So he had some oblique discomfort during warmups, and that the plan for him to practice was scrapped at the last minute. We will see where the Cleveland Browns and Shedeur Sanders goes from there. Michael Penix was involved in a practice fight as the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons with the Tennessee Titans during a little scuffle on Wednesday morning, as the Titans defenders were talking a little bit of trash with each other. Things boiled over, got a little physical, and Penix wound up in the middle of players and seemed, according to the reports, to be thrown down to the grass. Certainly you don't want your starting quarterback involved in any of that. The Nationals come up this afternoon at 2:10 over on 106.7 The Fan. They will try and salvage one of three against the Kansas City Royals before heading home, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Welcome
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll have an update on Terry McLaurin coming up in just a little while. AMAC, I just sent you something in your Twitter DM. As apparently Peter Schrager just gave an update on the Pat McAfee show, so we'll roll that for you when we get it caught up. It's not good news. Let's just put it that way. It's not good news. But you want to hear it nonetheless. Right now we're talking about Jaden Daniels being put at the very top of Tier 2 with NFL quarterbacks. And again, I don't have any problem with this. Maybe you do. The only reasonable argument you could make, again, is him over Matthew Stafford. But Matthew Stafford is there for longevity, having won a Super Bowl, for a rocket arm, before the back injury, so on and so forth, right? Again, if you were talking about who would you rather take right now for the next 10 years, of course you would say Jaden Daniels, just like you might say Jaden Daniels over a couple of the quarterbacks ahead of him as well, including Patrick who knows? Again, very different question. But the only thing I take umbrage with is the Tier 2 description and definition. I don't know how many other people have talked about this. None that I've heard, so forgive me if they have. But the biggest issue that you have here is not where Jaden is ranked. It's the definition of Tier 2. Am I missing something? A Tier 2 quarterback can carry his team sometimes. First mistake, Jaden Daniels carried his team all the time. But not as consistently, it says? Huh? What am I missing? He can handle pure passing situations in doses? Okay? And or possesses other dimensions that are special enough, yes, his legs and his athletic ability, to elevate him above Tier 3. No duh, Sherlock. He has a hole or two in his game? Huh? Wow. Maybe I'm missing something here. Can somebody identify a hole or two in Jaden's game so far through 1 year, 20 games? Can somebody tell me how he can carry, quote, carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently? All right, let's get out to you on the phones before we give you any more and talk to you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Start with Lap in the leadoff spot on line one. AMAC, you're going to have to punch him down for me. Again, our computer system is, not up to par, not in good training camp shape. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Hey, man, I'm cool with it, man. I mean, he still got more time to develop and grow. I mean, what's on the field, what you see is really amazing, man. I mean, I think people in awe because they don't want to crown him too much, but then it's like you kind of hesitant. Because if you look at the guys, ahead of him, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been other places, they played on other teams, and what he did in his rookie year was special, man. So we're excited about it. You know, we always have that fear because of the whole RG3 and all the stuff we've been through, but if this kid doesn't get hurt, man, he's going to be special from years to come, and I think we definitely got a chance to win a Super Bowl with him. And look at this, Rooster. Look at all the teams of those quarterbacks that are ahead of him. Look at all the teams of those quarterbacks that was in the playoffs. Like, come on, man. None of our players is on par with any of those teams, man. Like, so we need to stop that. So for him to come in as a rookie to do that with less talent than all of those other teams, it says a lot. So I'm just hoping we can get the Terry thing done and build around him, man, and see what happens, man. But it's definitely exciting. But I don't mind where he's at. And then he shattered what C.J. Stroud did. So, I mean, it's just C.J. Stroud is going to be good, too. I really like him, too. But it's impressive, man. It's impressive. You have no choice but to get behind it, man. And I also want to see Rooster, like, how is his peers going to do? Because, you know, the whole Caleb Williams – you know, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, all those guys. I want to see how they perform this is gonna be exciting football season, man. And then what Jaden has is so special. They wanted Jaden. Now I don't know if we had the number one overall pick, how that would have been. But from what I've been hearing, they wanted him from the jump. So if you got a guy that you want and you believe in too, man, that goes a long way, man. So yep.
All right. Thing, thanks, Lap. Appreciate your good call and way to get us started here. Yes. Here's the thing about the Terry McLaurin situation is with the Giants and with the Packers out of the chute, and you know the Raiders are going to be better on defense too. Pete Carroll taking over there as head coach. I don't know how good they're going to be, but the first 2 weeks of the season could go very, very wrong. If somehow, some way, Terry McLaurin is not in uniform. Now, do I think he will be? Yes. I've said all along, I think August 28th, and I use that date just randomly, but just with a little bit of common sense. And then August 28th, it was my date for when this will be settled. Now, the cutdown is 2 weeks from yesterday. So really, that's the date that a lot of this will be settled, because they're going to have to make a decision to take him off of PUP, put him on the active 53, or to put him on season PUP, meaning he has to miss the first four games, and so on and so forth. So really, I thought August 28th was just a fun date to throw out there and see if Pasta would stick to the wall. But the bottom line is, they can't afford the Commanders. And neither can Terry. They can't afford to go against the New York Giants pass rush and the Green Bay Packers on a short week at Lambeau Field in that defense, which is not great, but it's pretty solid, if not good. They can't afford to have no Terry McLaurin for those two games. If they want to be special, if they want to be different, if they don't want to have to climb up Mount Everest in the second half of the season when the schedule really gets hard, when the schedule really gets hard. See, that's the problem. Because of that, I think cooler heads prevail. You don't want to put Jaden Daniels in a situation where he has to be Superman again. Like last year, people thought he had to be Superman at times. And that's true. But he had Terry McLaurin the entire way. He had Zach Ertz the entire way. Now, there were many other flaws, including the offensive line, the running back room. The rest of the receiver group was meh. So on and so forth. And he was a rookie. But he was also going against an easier schedule than he will this year. And more home games than road games, which is not the case this year. And I know the 9th road game is the Madrid game, but still. And it will feel like a home game for Commanders fans. They will travel, but Dolphins fans probably will as well. But you do not want to put that bullseye on Jaden Daniels' back to have to deal with the adversity of having to try and recreate the receiver room and play at a very high level and feel like, okay, my best shot is play extension and with my wheels and where he's taking shots in the open field if they can catch him or zero him up. Again, they didn't do that for the most part last year, but he did get tackled. He did get hit. Anybody remember the hit he took along the sideline inside the 5-yard line in Detroit? It was right in front of me. And he went barreling into the television roving camera thing. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey here before the break. Mitch?
Chris, how you doing? I'm sorry.
It's all right. What's up, Mitch?
That's a compliment for him to be in the second tier already.
You look at it as a compliment. See, I thought most people would look at it as a negative. How could you not put him in the top tier? Well, I mean, again, I made the reasonable argument, but you say it's a compliment, not a criticism.
To me, he's like he's a symmetric, he's the mirror image of Lamar Jackson. So he's already off to a good start in his career. I would say also Caleb Williams will improve. Look what he had to work with. So I think he was third or fourth. That's not really fair. And one more thing, you talk about Jared Goff. I thought
Caleb Williams is, by the way, got to get rid of the football quicker and process quicker and better. That was a big problem for him last year. That was a big problem for him last year. And by the way, when you say compared to Lamar Jackson, I know a lot of people take umbrage with that. I would say this. The biggest area of Jaden Daniels being better than Lamar Jackson when they were both in their second years is Jaden Daniels already is a refined, high-level passer, whereas Lamar Jackson was not. He is much better now, but he was not in year two.
They're both Heisman winners, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, I guess not. Look at Matt Leonard. You talk about Jared Goff. The Rams also trade a lot for him. They give up that easily. One guy, he transferred from Cal, and that's why Big Ten is going to be so good this year. Fernando Mendoza, well, you know, Washington doesn't need a quarterback for the future, that's for sure.
Okay.
But he's going to be a top 15 pick, top 10,
we'll see.
I think.
We'll
thanks
see.
For taking my call.
All right,
thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. All right. Let's everybody stay on track. Stay on target. We don't need to be talking about everything under the sun. Everybody just stay on track. Please. Please. I'm begging you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Coming up later on in the show, Commanders defensive end Dietrich Wise. Caught up with him after the joint scrimmage yesterday. You will hear that. Later on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're also streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Also coming up, I wanted to get into this, the Sports Misery Index. Plus, we'll have more on Terry McLaurin coming up on the Team 980. New documentary on the Chiefs' kingdom, appropriately named Kingdom. Tomorrow night, it debuts. And she talks about the Taylor Swift impact. On the Chiefs' run last year. Where, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is a Tier 1 quarterback. No surprise there. Tied with Joe Burrow in Mike Sando's athletic piece. Now, where was it here? Smith for GM points out, Bobby Gould points out, Jaden is obviously a Tier 1 based on the definition set forth. So here is the definition of a tier one in Sando's column. And I don't know if he makes this up or if somebody told him to. I don't know. Quote, a tier one quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. So Bobby is saying, Jaden fits that. I think he fits a very large part of that. I don't know if definitively I can say he has no real holes in his game. There's a little bit of up and downness from time to time. And maybe, just maybe last year, he took off a little bit too often for my liking, certainly, and based on what the tape showed. You know, whatever. But he can absolutely carry his team each week. Carry. Because he didn't have a great running game. He didn't have a great offensive line. He didn't have a good defense. He essentially willed his team, maybe not to all 12 wins, but to a lot of them. The team wins because of him. So yeah, is he a better fit and definition of tier one than tier two? Yes, but I know this. While maybe you can say he doesn't exactly fit a tier one description, I know he doesn't fit a tier two description, which was my angle on this. See, again, a lot of radio hosts will tell you, hey, let's talk about Jaden Daniels being ranked sixth overall and in tier two and give you no context and give you no explanation. I'm going to give you something with meat and potatoes, right? I'm going to tell you what the real issue is here. It's not that he was ranked sixth. It's not that he was ranked tier two. It's the definition of tier two. All right, 157, Team 980, end of hour number one. We are the only local sports show in town. So if you want to talk about the NFL, if you want to talk about the Commanders, if you want to talk about Jaden Daniels, if you want to talk about Terry McLaurin, there is only one home for you right now. Only one home right now, Grant, right now. Right this minute, mi amigo, right now. And it's right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.